Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We need the proper emunah to be able to view the statements of our rabbis correctly. The pasuk says in Iyov, Adam la'amal yulad, which means that this world is a world of struggle, a world of trials and tribulations. It is a world of test, and man has to put in a lot of toil to be able to be successful in it. The next world is the world of bliss, where there will be no more struggling and no more tests. And the Midrash teaches us that the toil and stress that we endure when performing mitzvot and good deeds takes the place of other toils or afflictions that we were supposed to have. Now, there are two ways that a person can view this statement. Somebody told me of a woman who, when she learned this, accepted upon herself to do a very big chesed every single day. It was time-consuming and required a lot of toil, but she was happy knowing that it would be saving her toil in other areas of her life. One day, it was very difficult for her to do that chesed, and she ended up not being able to do it. The whole day, she was afraid that something bad was going to happen to her, because she didn't do that chesed. She felt that she lost her protection and was now open for harm. Furthermore, that chesed became a very big burden for her to continue doing on a daily basis. But she was too afraid to stop because she didn't want to get hit. This is the wrong attitude, which stems from not understanding Hashem properly. It appears to me that this person feels that Hashem is waiting with a stick to strike people, and the only way to ward him off is to do a mitzvah. But nothing could be further from the truth. Hashem is not looking to get us chas v'shalom. He has so much love and mercy. He is looking for ways to exempt us from afflictions. What that statement means is that a person needs to go through certain afflictions in life to cleanse himself from sin so that he'll be able to enjoy the next world. It is already a kindness that Hashem allows us to remove our sins here rather than there. But Hashem went even further. In his infinite kindness, he allows for our struggles in Torah and mitzvot to count towards the afflictions that we already needed to endure. So now we could remove our sins without affliction. Hashem is looking for ways to help us, not to hurt us. Hashem wants us to make teshuvah. He has so much erech apayim. He waits and waits and waits before having to afflict. It comes out when we struggle to do a mitzvah. Not only is Hashem giving us credit for that mitzvah and untold rewards in the next world, but at the same time, if there is toil involved, he's removing our sins as well. A person does not get punished for not being able to do a chesed. It is a very nice thing for that woman to try to do as much chesed as possible. But if something comes up and she's not able to do it, she doesn't have to fear that she's going to get harmed. It is unhealthy to walk around scared of being afflicted. If a person ever does have an affliction, it is only because of Hashem's endless compassion, allowing him to pay a penny on the dollar. Sin creates blemishes, and with a little dent on our car, Hashem wipes away, he wipes us clean. Most of the time, we don't know the reasons why things happen, but we are supposed to feel at all times that we are under the supervision of the most loving, kind and compassionate being who is always in full control of our lives. May we merit to always be able to see the kindness of Hashem and view Him in the correct light. Have a great day.